Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Joan Pride is our guest. She's senior editor with the Kiplinger Editors, and Joan is here to talk to us about what Kiplinger has to say about what's going on in the world these days. And we got a lot of stuff to talk about, Joan. Welcome back.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
Good to have you back. You got your KEDS on? You got your PF Flyers on?
I'm ready. Yep, I'm ready.
Do you know what KEDS are? Do you even know what KEDS are?
Gosh, I used to wear KEDS.
Do you know what,
I mean, in the day, it was KEDS or PF Flyers. So
yeah.
One or the other.
I didn't. I thought you were a little younger than that, Joan.
Oh, gosh, no.
I'm just trying to visualize you in a pair of black PF Flyer high tops.
No, they were white low tops.
I think I would really like to have seen you in a pair of black
yeah,
high tops.
You would.
You remember those? The boys wore them.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
I'll never forget those things. Boy, I wore a bunch of those out.
Yep, I believe.
And if you had PF Flyers on, talk about a great name, a great brand for little boys to want. You know.
Yeah. Whatever happened to those?
Well, I don't know. They probably couldn't get people to pay $100 a pair like they are.
Yeah,
some of these things.
True. That's true.
But we used to buy them for like $2.50 a pair or something like that.
Yeah.
That's back in the Stone Age, though, right?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Hey, Joan, speaking of the Stone Age, they don't call me the king of Segway for nothing. Some people think that the Afghans are, you know, some parts of the Afghan, there's not much ahead of the Stone Age because they're pretty. It's a pretty remote place over there. But it's apparently a very strategic place because a lot of countries over the years have been very much interested in Afghanistan, haven't they?
Well, you've lurched uncontrollably into the subject of our latest Kiplinger letter.
Yeah, and you guys are passing judgment on the viability of the effort over there. Tell us about it.
Right. Well, we say we start by saying this is America's longest war, which I had not realized. It's now longer than the Vietnam War.
Yeah.
And we say, and the end is not in sight, which is pretty worrisome. We say it's going to take another 4 years at least to really turn things over to the Afghan army and the police
mm-hmm.
force.
Now, there's precedent for this, isn't there, Joan? I mean, I don't remember the history. I've forgotten the history prior to 1979, 80, 81, whenever the Soviet Union went into Afghanistan. Mm-hmm. But they literally invaded Afghanistan around 1980.
Right.
And they were there for 10 years.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And they left with their tail between their legs, as we used to say.
Right.
And there was a lot of, they caused a lot of anguish, a lot of pain, a lot of death.
Oh yeah.
For the Afghanis, there's some horror stories.
Najibullah.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't know the name of the place, but
no, that's not the place. There was the guy running the joint.
Oh, okay.
His name was Najib. He had one name, like Cher.
Oh, okay.
It was Najibullah.
I didn't know about that, but you have something? Do you want to report on that?
No, I just remember the name.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought you were talking about the place where they killed a bunch of people. There's one place
where they
put a bunch of guys, they ran them down into a hole and they gassed them and set it on fire.
It was
horrible,
very,
horrible
very,
stuff.
Very bad.
But the Afghan people, I have a lot of respect for the Afghan people. They're tough people. And as you know, Joan, I love their food.
I know you do.
In fact, I had some of it when I was in Washington last week.
The
day after you and I saw each other.
Wow.
But anyway, the Afghan people were tough. They had a little help from a guy named Charlie Wilson, didn't they?
Yes, and I have not seen that movie.
Oh,
but
you've got to
see.
Oh, Joan. You've got to see Charlie Wilson's War. By the way, we lost Charlie Wilson.
Yes, we did.
Congressman Charlie Wilson.
Just very recently.
In the last couple of months. But
yes.
Folks, if you haven't seen Charlie Wilson's War, it's a feel-good movie. It's a funny movie. It's great. You got to see that movie.
Okay.
So anyway, Charlie Wilson helped him out. He got him the Stinger missiles. Mm-hmm. That basically ended the war with the Soviet Union.
Okay.
And so anyway, they're tough folks over there. But I think we have a cautionary. We had a cautionary tale when we went in there, mm-hmm. But we went in for different reasons than the Soviets went in for. We were going in as a response to the Taliban after 9/11.
Right. Oh yeah.
And nobody. I don't think anybody questions the fact that we needed to do that.
Right.
And it's taken longer than a lot of people thought.
Yeah.
It's going to take longer, but it does seem, Joan. If you think about the values of Americans. I love what Colin Powell said. He said America is the only country that when it conquers another country, it gives the country back to the people,
yep.
and asks for no more land than to bury our dead.
Yeah.
And that's not the way the Soviets went in there.
That's true.
So I think that's where the difference is between yeah. us and them, and one of the reasons why, even if it's taking a long time, we will ultimately give the country back to the people.
Yes.
And that's what's happening right now, really, isn't it?
That's right.
So, but 4 more years, huh, Joan?
That's what we say, not until 2014 at the earliest.
I want to congratulate President Obama, Joan, mm-hmm. on his commitment to Afghanistan.
Yeah.
I'm proud of him for that.
Yeah.
I've been critical of him in other areas, but whenever he's done something that I thought was a good thing, I'm quick to point out that he stepped up to the plate. He did the right thing. He took too long to do it, but he did it, and I think that's a good thing.
Right.
You guys point out that, and by the way, John, we have to say that the reason that we're winning in Afghanistan, that we're actually can look at a date, there's only one reason, Joan. It's because of the men and the women of the military that we
sent. Oh, that's right. Sure.
God bless every one of them. And Joan, right now, even as we speak. There are members of our military in battle. They're fighting. Their lives are on the line. Some of them are not. Some of them are being wounded and killed right now, even as we speak, on behalf of the freedom of that country, mm-hmm. and of that region.
Yes.
So God bless them. And but you guys say Obama's plan is working. Marja, what's that all about, Joan? Tell us about Marja.
Well, we say the battle to retake Marja is largely won.
That's what's going on right now.
We say it's a good starting point, and it's an operational success. And it's coming even before we're going to be sending in another 30,000 troops. Well, we've managed to take Marja before even getting those troops over there.
And Kandahar's next.
And Kandahar's next, yes.
Yeah.
We say late spring or early summer.
One of the things about Afghanistan that's different from Iraq... There are more regional tribal situations there, I think, than there are sects like there are in Iraq. I wonder if it's going to be harder to get a sense of nationalism all over that country, and that may be one of the things that'll be different about reclaiming Afghanistan and giving it back to the people. 20 after, right back with Joan Price. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.